It's your birthday. Happy birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
No, you'd like you pull in when you
You did it again. Jesus. Okay. Hey, folks, it's me. It's Adam Bash. I'm here with another This Day is History. My friend and angel of death and destruction, Adriel, is here goofing on me again. Boy, you know, angels, what are you going to do, right? Like, Adriel's thing now is to ask me a question, and then it's the strangest thing. So Adriel doesn't talk a lot. They can, but when they do, it really hurts my ears, and then it becomes real bad situation for me. My ears start bleeding, basically, and then, you know, we're using up all the towels in the house to stop it. It's just a big thing. So I got Adriel a whiteboard, and they've been kind of writing more than anything, just writing out, you know, things here or there, ask me questions, things like that. You know, hey, when are you going to destroy 1/365th of the population? Are you thinking you're going to do it today? I don't know. Okay. So, and you know how I'm doing this. I don't know why you keep asking me. Today, right before we started, Adriel asked me, hey, can you think you can teach me to beatbox? And I got excited because I thought you were serious about this. But of course, this was another goof. This is the trick, is that they will ask me a question, they'll do something, and then they'll start recording right as soon as I start doing it, which is rude. But it's kind of funny. So let's get into this. Adriel is, of course, an angel of death and destruction. I met you back in, late August, I guess. What? It's only been since August. It's like 2 weeks. It feels like a lot longer, you know. Anyway, Adriel granted me the power/curse to erase one day from the history of existence, which I am getting to, bud. All right, so chill out. And I, of course, am basing it solely on celebrity birthdays. So this show is basically a celebrity death match of birthdays, right? So we take in the rolling loser, which right now is September 10th, armed with Ryan Phillippe, Arnold Palmer, and Joe Perry. Those are the top three celebrities born on September 10th. And they're going to match up against today's birthdays. Okay, so this is just how we do it every day. Today, September 16th, is it's brimming, folk. Folk, all of you folk, multiple folk, folks, guys, ladies, non-gendered people, agendered people, and more. Today, we have a lot of honorable mentions. I'm going to throw out a few of them right now. First honorable mention, Molly Shannon. I despise her, but she is notable. Despise her, but notable. Also, Mark Anthony. Okay. Don't really have a strong opinion on Mark Anthony. Jennifer Tilly was born on September 16th. Nick Jonas was born on September 16th. Lauren Bacall was born on September 16th. These are some pretty big names. Honestly, all things considered, these are some pretty big names. And I'm going to stun you. Mickey Rourke, born on September 16th. Okay. Well, that's to tell you something. If everybody in my top three is a bigger name than Mickey Rourke. Okay. Not that Mickey Rourke is a particularly big name, but I mean, people know. People know Mickey, right? All right, let's do it. 3, 2, 1. Let's roll through these. God, these could go in a lot of different orders because these are some pretty solid picks here right now. Let's go three. B.B. King. That's right. Number three, B.B. King. Probably the best known blues guitarist of all time. Man, how do you feel about this already, September 10th? Like, you maybe walked in excited, but at this point, boy, you'd have to say, the thrill is gone. Am I right? B.B. King. Okay, so B.B. King, number three. Number two is Amy Poehler. Wow, right? Okay, so that's a pretty big name for number two. Amy Poehler is, she's an icon, I feel. She's become Leslie Knope in a lot of ways, so even when you see her on things, she acts very Knope-ish, which is adorable. But man, that character is great. Everything that character has brought to each and every one of us is great. And I liked Amy Poehler when she played Andy Richter's little sister on Conan O'Brien, back when Conan O'Brien had a real late night talk show, not on TBS or TNT or wherever he's at now. Gosh, does he still do that? He must still do that show. I feel so bad for Conan sometimes, because that whole late night situation thing that happened, boy, he did not deserve that. Anyway, way back in the day, she did a lot of those gags. I think she must have been a writer for the show, because she was always there. Anyway, Amy Poehler, delightful, wonderful, grade A stuff. September 10th, how you feeling right now? Right, it's not good for you. It's not good for you. Oh, you're doing okay. You're doing okay. No, you're feeling confident still. September 10th.
Excuse me, madam. Just one more thing. Peter Falk, Columbo, was fucking born on September 16th.
All right. So, like, calm your shit, September 10th, because it didn't happen for you. Okay? Yeah. Columbo was born on September 16th, which means goodbye, September 10th. Again, you're not going to make it past this round. I say goodbye to you, despite the fact that you will continue to be here. So I should probably say goodbye to September 16th, whose people I will never see again. Goodbye. Wait, I'm getting confused. They're not dying. They're not being erased from history. But they're not going to be on my show. And this is the weird thing about the way that this is formatted, is that the people I dislike the most, I get to talk about the most. And the people that I like the most, I only talk about for a very brief amount of time. So in a way, that's why I say it's a power/curse, okay? Because that's the curse aspect, is that I have to talk a lot about these people that I don't care for very much. So we'll see them back here next time. Ryan Phillippe, Arnold Palmer, Joe Perry, the September 10th three. They're going to come back and try to, I don't know, put some shit together, I guess. I don't know. At this point, what are we expecting out of them? I'm expecting they're going to ride out all of September. I'm expecting we're going to have somebody different to talk about in October. And then maybe at the end of the year, somebody else will suck worse than them. But I'm just glad I'm going to have a reprieve in a bit. Because I really get a feeling that the Phillippe, Palmer, Perry, God, they're all P's too. The P trio, the P boys. I think the P boys are going to be here for a while. All right. See you tomorrow, P boys. This day is history.